Some of you are going to have a 10-minute fast and pray. Yeah, okay. I'll tell you a little testimony. We need to pray for Capucine. We need to call her when around 12 o'clock. So, okay, if you have your Bible, turn with me to Romans chapter 12. And how many love to hear testimonies? You're good. All right. It's good to hear you bring your Bible. Let me tell you a little story. And I'm going to try to tell you as much as I have heard the Holy Spirit teach me stories. How many know that God tells you stories? Jesus tells a lot of stories, a lot of parables. And the Holy Spirit does that. Let me tell you that story. I'm trying to picture in the same time. There was an older lady. She's past, she's like grandma, but very old. And she don't have a lot. She's a widow. And she only got a little pension every month, and a little saving here and there. And all the kids are married, gone. She don't see them. You know, once a while they come and visit, but she's basically very lonely. And then she felt, you know what? I want to do something, but I don't have a lot. I don't have a lot of things. I don't know this and do that. Can't do this, can't do that. But then she realized that there's people near where she live. They have little kids, and mom don't have time for them. So she said, you know what, if I can help these kids, you know, and this is the thing probably I can do, is I want to be able to do something in my life. So one day she organized, she said, you know what, why moms, you know, some of them are single moms, kind of thing, say, I want to give you a day, just a break. I'm going to take these five kids, so from three different families. So she said, I'm going to take these five kids, I'm going to go do a picnic. I'm going to bring them to a place. I'm going to have a good time with them. And so all the people say, that's a good thing. We need that. How many know it's a good thing? Right? So she got into her van. She started bringing all the kids, you know, starting from like a year and a half, two, three, four, like to 6 years old. And while she was driving, next thing, you know, her have a car pack of all the, you know, picnics, all the toys and all the balls and all the, you know, blankets, you name it, and the food and everything. So while she was driving, she got a flat tire in the middle of the highway. She managed to pull her car and was just able to exit. And poor grandma, she's like, oh no, I didn't expect this to happen. She don't know how to change tires, and the trunk is fully packed with stuff. She's there. She don't have a cell phone. She don't have CAA. She don't know what to do. And now the kids started to go cranky. How many know what I'm talking about? And start crying and start, you know, when I want to go to the bathroom, I want to do this. Like, grandma thought, oh gosh, I tried to help now. I'm the one who need help. So if some people pass by, they saw grandma, boom, boom, move that car on the side. You know, I need to go, I'm rushing, all this kind of thing. And then this lady, one of the lady passed by, and she saw that grandma need help. So, and she stopped, and she found out what happened, and at least she was able to take one of the little kids in her arm, make that little kid stop crying. But she still cannot change the tires. And she was able to, another person came along and said, you know what, I can feed the kids. Still cannot change the tires. And grandma at least getting some support, getting some help. And next thing you know, some people stop, some people don't stop, some people even get angry, why you stop, you know. Finally, someone able to come and help to unload. And then somebody stopped and to remove the tires. Finally, there was a couple of people who came and helped. By the time grandma was exhausted, said, you know what, that's a day for me, you know. So be able to help her and put the tire back, fix her car, and grandma was able to go in the picnic with the kids. When I felt what the Holy Spirit is saying is that sometimes we as a church, we help people similar. Some people pass by, they see things, they help, and some people they don't, and some people they are in a hurry. And some other people, they do what they can. I cannot do this, but I can do that. I'm going to help with this little girl. I'm going to help with this little boy. I can feed the kids, but I can't do this. And other people who can. And everyone do their little part, things get resolved. Things get happen. But that's not the whole of the story. Somehow the Holy Spirit showed me something down the road. These little kids later, they turn out to be young adults. And because of these little kids, what we have experienced, other people stop when we need help. Next time we grow up, we say, I'm going to stop for somebody else when we need help. So the little things we do is going to have a lifetime effect on the little one down the road. The little thing that you help is going to have a lifetime effect on the children down the road. If these kids did not get any help, that's why sometimes when they grow up, we don't want to help somebody else. That's why sometimes we see things and we say, oops, you know what? This doesn't happen now. This happened a long time ago. Can we have some adults to help? Sorry, can't help. Too busy right now. Okay, no problem. Next one. Do you help? I want you to turn to Romans chapter 12. I want to read it to you today. And by the way, I want to say this. I want to thank each one of you who has helped in this church, any capacity at any level. There's so much things that has been given to us for our mission trip to Peru. We have 8 suitcases fully packed, each of them like about to be burst to the seam. And to my amazement, it's almost everything is in the luggage to bring to Peru, except for one dress and one peanut butter. If we can put it, we would have put it. But it's almost like to that limit, and I believe that it still will be able to bring it. All right? So I want to thank you for all those who help in giving. There's 2 things that were going to take place. We were planning to feed about 100 people in the place Pacifico. It's a shanty town. And, you know, I mentioned this about feeding these kids. We have literally very poor. And because of some of you has been generous in helping, in giving, financially toward this, now we are double that amount to 200 people. Thanks to you guys. And we want to really do a good job, and we want to take some pictures and videos and bring it back to you when we come back. All right, Romans chapter 12, verse 3. It says, for by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than what you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body and one members. And these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts and different according to the grace given to us. If a man's gift is to prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. 7. If it is serving, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it's contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it's leadership, let him govern diligently. If it's showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. When you read this part, when everyone who read this part, if you can't find one that's here for you, you need to say, oops, God help. You need to put your name to one of these things. If it's verse 7 or verse 8, whatever, just say, God, that's me. If you want me to prophesy, that's my gift. If you want me to serve, then let me serve. If you want to teach, let me teach. If you want me to encourage, let me encourage. And it's, we as a church, we need to understand, not one person has all this gift. And I want to tell you this, I don't have all this gift. And sometimes you come to church, Pastor John, you don't encourage me today. Oops, sorry. Well, God sends someone who has encouragement of gift to help to encourage you today. Right? And sometimes when I teach, sometimes I prophesy, sometimes, you know, but not every gift goes. But a lot of people are looking at the fivefold ministry and we forget about this gift of the body. If you're part of the body, you need to function. If your body do not do your part, your share, then there's something, the body is basically not working properly. We are basically can be handicaps. If you're the ears, then you listen. If you're eyes, then you see, you watch, right? So I want you to think, what part of the body are you? Are you the legs? Have you heard the story of the backbone, the bone? The body. Have you heard that? The bones? Right, the body has many bones. How many know that? The backbone, the wishbone, the jaw bones. You know what? You know, the wishbone? Oh, I wish this and I wish about, oh, wish we have. And they'll just wish and wish and wish. The wishbone. And there you got the jawbone. Who they only talk and talk, nothing but talk, and sometimes they bite if you feed them. So, you need to have a spoon when you feed them. You can't just, you know, so the jawbone, and then the next, you know, you have the ankle bone and the knee bone who go and pray, right? And then you have the backbone who make things stand well. So, here we have a lot. We have even the laughter bone. The joy bone, you know, the bone family, right? So it's a very interesting way of looking at how we as a church, we have a part to fulfill, to do. And there's a lot of needs in the church today, right? And I was about to say something, my mind went into somewhere else. All right, somebody's like trying to hypnotize me right now. It's not going to work. Okay? Break that off right now. So, right. Okay. We are going to go to Peru. We need people to help us to keep the church going. Daniel's going with me. Other people's going to me. So we need a couple of guys to help. Last time I talked about the vision that we have, and we're talking about having house of prayer. And this is not where it stopped. Alex and I, we went 3 days out in a retreat prayer. How many remember you pray, guys, on Sunday after church? And that the same Sunday night, Jude called us and said, a friend of mine is willing to let you use a cottage. So Monday morning, we get up. In the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, God woke me up, said, go down your basement. Go down the basement. I say, I want to sleep. I want to sleep. And then the next morning, she came and screaming, the ceiling in the basement is leaking and there's water leak in our kitchen. You went down the basement. So the ceiling has been dropping like 7 different places. So and I thought, oh my goodness, I wish I have, you know, when, yeah, I wish I have here and obey. And I learned something out of that too as well. That little things help a lot. It was the water leak from our fridge. Water leak from it hit the wall and go straight in the basement. Okay, so down the road, this is what we also want to see. The church is not just to gather. We gather here, but one of the main reasons why we gather is so that we can send people out. We want to be able to send, like we're going on a mission trip, you guys are literally sending us out there. It's not just me. You guys make it happen. Other people make it happen. People that we've never seen, they have given to the mission trip. You know, some of them maybe like 6-7 months ago. God bless them. But because of their donation, this trip was able to be happen. We are going to minister to about 100 pastors, feeding them for a whole week, teaching them, pray for them, ministering to them, all this kind of thing. Impart into what we feel the gift of the Holy Spirit has released to their lives. And also we don't have one day off. Every day we're doing something. The day where we think we're supposed to have a day off was Saturday kind of thing. Now there's something changed. You know, we're going to 2 different church ministering, which was not part of that. And feeding that 200 people is just add to our schedule already packed. So we'll be there on the run, morning, night, you know. So we need you to do something for us. We need you to pray for us. We need to have you to cover us in prayer, right? It's very important. So think about us, all right? And one of our vision as well is Amanda, she's going to be doing some assignment for us. She's going to have some projects. She's going to be a coordinator, helping, scheduling things, for example, the house of prayer. We're going to have Nana. She's not here today. Nana is going to be our worship coordinator. She's going to, you know, make sure that all the worship team are up to date, what's happening, who's on the team, and if somebody is not able to make it, she will be the one who's going to call somebody else, say, can you fill in that spot, all this kind of thing. And so this is what we want. But also down the road, this is what we're looking at. We're looking to have a children church pastor. We want to find people who has a heart for the children to become the children pastors. We want to have a youth leader or a youth pastor. And we also want to look at somebody who we're able to work with the youth and the young adults. So these are the 3 things that we want to see happen as we grow. Now, as I explained to you in the book of Acts, they need to fill the spot for Judas. What do they look at? They look at people who has been with them from the beginning, who's been with them for a long time, who knows about, they don't have to explain everything. So this is a good start. We felt like September 1-1-1-1-1, you remember? 1-11-11-11. So we felt like this is like something about starting, building up this platform for you guys. It's a good beginning. And one of the things that we ask people to do is to go to School of Champion 1, 2, and 3 and do the encounter weekend. And after that, once you do that, that's where we're going to find our crowd. That's where we're going to say we're going to dig into that pool and find out who has been called. All right? How many think it's a good dream? It's a good plan. Amen? All right. Okay, is Capis in here? Can somebody? Run, Alex, run. Okay. Um, why Capstone is coming, let me tell you one thing too. How many of you has read our newsletter that we sent to you by email? Right? Okay, we're going to change that. We're going to change that format a little bit. What we want it to be, we want it to be a family newsletter, not just just our church kind of thing. We want it to be your newsletter that you will send out. All right? For example, we had a water baptism, and we want somebody to write something about the day of the water baptism. How many were the water baptism 2 weeks? How many know we were all baptized? We're all soaking in the rain, right? So something to write like 30, 40 words. We had Laverne has a job and all, you know, all the blessing that God's been doing in her life. So we want to put that on our newsletter. John and Annie who got wedding. We want to put that on our newsletter. The youth went to Chicago. So we want one of the youth to write a little article with a picture, and we put it out there. All right? Somebody turned to be 100 years old. You write an article. We put it out there. Right? This is going to be, we want it to be, this is your newsletter. A baby's born. Right? This kind of thing. We want to put it out there. And still not coming, so I need to. Okay. Should be there soon, right? So, this is all good. We also had, so that you know, we are developing right now a new software, a new system for our church. It's called CCB. It's a Christian Church Builder. It's basically like a Facebook for our church. And you will be signing up when you go in there, and you get to know what everybody, every event, everything that's happening, every cell group that's meeting there, anything that concerning church worship is a practice is going to be pointed there. So it's a very well software that's very well organized. So you're going to be familiar with it. You're going to love it. And so this is under construction. And for example, we have somebody who's come to the church as a new person. This is one of my recommendations. So we give them a code. We say, okay, you go on the website. This is our code for Ajax. When they go on that code, they can select either a CD or books or something different, or a pass for a conference, and that will send to them. But then they need to fill in their name, their email address, this kind of thing. So that will take away from the work of administrative work for us to find someone to put the name and address on that. So we do it online, and we can receive a book. We normally give it to every newcomers, right? And you can also track your giving online as well. You can track also how many school you've done, if you've been baptized. I can't remember when I was baptized, but it's going to be there as well. Or who is a cell leader on my area, my region. So, yes, come on, Alex. Okay. Capucine is going to be a new cell leader. She's going to start her cell group in south of Ajax. And she was about to start it this soon, but unfortunately she's going with us to... No, fortunately, she's going to go with us to mission in Peru, right? And I just want to read scriptures to you, still in Romans chapter 12. And I'm going to customize these scriptures to you, right? Okay. Therefore, I urge you, Sister Capucine, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Capucine, Chian, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Verse 9. Let your love be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly and sisterly love. Honor one another above yourself. Never be lacking any zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people to lowly position. Amen. All right. I mean, it's a good word. I mean, okay, let's stand on the other side. We're going to pray. All right, can I have all the other cell leaders as well to come up here? And want to lay hand on her. We want to bless her. And if you want to, I want to encourage you, those who don't have a cell group, she's in South Ajax, live near the lake. So we're going to have cappuccino every time we look at the lake. Yeah, so thank you, God. Let's stretch your hand to her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for cappuccino, Father. Thank you, Father, for bringing her in our leadership team right now. We thank you for her for being faithful. We thank you for that she's been standing strong all along the way, fighting through all the things that try and come her way, and seek you and won't let go of you, God. We thank you for the transition you bring into her life. We thank you, Father, that there's such a strong love of God in her life that everybody can feel and acknowledge when she's in the room. We thank you, Father, for the fear of the Lord that is in her. We thank you, Father, that the word and the promises of God that she carry. We bless, Father, the destiny and the prophetic word that you have released over her life. And Father, we lift her before you today. Father, would you anoint her right now with your anointing, with your presence of leaders in the church today, God. Release the spirit of leadership over her life right now. Every time when she sees things, when she speaks things, when she's heard things. And Father, we pray right now that she will not listen to lies or deception or wickedness, Father. She will listen to you. She will listen to the truth. And she will also humble herself every time when pride comes along. We bless her, Father, to have the spirit of love, the person of Jesus over her life more than anything else. Jesus, you are the leader in her life. You're the Lord. You're the shepherd. And Holy Spirit, you're the one who will lead and guide her into all things. So we entrust her to you right now. She's been faithful to this church many years. And we reward her, Father, for the faithfulness she has right now. We bless you, Capucine. We release you to grow into the anointing that God has for your life. We bless you to preach and to teach, to encourage and to cause a shaking on this planet for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. We bless you to ride where God wants you to ride. We bless you to have the wisdom and discernment and understanding through the Holy Spirit.
Capucine, we just bless the day that you were conceived. We bless the day that you were born. We know that there's a purpose for you to be on this earth for such a time as this. So we bless your destiny that nothing will come and stop that from happening for what the Lord has planned for you. We pray for the plan and the purpose of God to be fulfilled in your life. We thank you, Lord, that as for her and her household, they will serve the Lord. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that your protection is over her and her household. We thank you for her husband. We thank you for her daughter, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that her whole family, their knee will bow and their tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. So we bless you to move in the things of God, and that signs and wonders will follow you, those who believe in Jesus' name.
just want to pray a protection over you right now as well, over the anointing that God has in your life. People can come against our human flesh, flesh and bone, but we pray that people will never touch the anointing of God in your life. That we will learn to respect the presence of God over your life. Amen.
Father, we thank you for the harvest, Father, that you're bringing into her life, Father. We thank you for the sweetness of your presence that's always surrounding her. And we bless her in Jesus' name.
So, that's it for today. Those who are having, like Robert, luggage, if you can come over a place to pick up the luggage, would be great today.
I just want to pray over all of us as we come this Sunday. I believe that God has already started something in all of us. So is that okay if we stand and we just thank God for everything that has been deposited in our spirit this morning? So, Father, we thank you for everything that has been deposited this morning, Father God. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, as we start to make changes in our life and align ourselves with the Word of God, we will see good and great things that are going to happen in our life, Father God. So, Father, I pray for strength. I thank you, Lord, for all the testimonies that has been really coming forward to give you glory. I know that more and more are coming, Father God. And Father, I just come before you this morning. You say, call upon me and I will answer you. So Father, as a congregation, we call upon you. We say, Lord God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in our life, Father God. Let your kingdom come in our finances. Let your kingdom come in our family. Let your kingdom come in our relationship. Let your kingdom come in our life. Let your kingdom come, Father God, in our body. Let your kingdom come in this church, and let your will be done, and nothing will stop the will of God from happening. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we say we love you, and may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you, and go in peace, and just be salt and light wherever you go. Amen.
And Ron and Susan just celebrate their first wedding anniversary today. Congratulations, guys.